感谢主啊，我们今天是包是受浸聚会。
Thank Lord that today we have a baptism.
有六位弟兄姊妹，他们要受浸归在主名下。
And there are six brothers and sisters who will be baptized into the name of the Lord.
那底下我们有他们的交通，然后有受浸。
Continuing on, we'll have their testimony and then the baptism.
那在他们那个见证交通之前，我稍微再交通一点呢，关于受浸为什么信耶稣以后需要受浸。
And so before they give their testimony, I would like to share a little bit about why we need to be baptized into the name of the Lord.
受浸的意义是什么？
And what is the meaning of baptism?
我想我只是会稍微简单交通一下，一同让弟兄姊妹同来复习那个受浸的意义。
And it will be a very simple sharing, just to remind all of us and sisters what is the meaning for baptism.
我们现在看起诉圣经。
Let us first turn to a few passages in the Bible.
是在马可福音16章16节。
First is in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 16.
马可福音16章16节。
Mark 16:16.
信而受洗的必然得救。
He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved.
我们再翻到《使徒行传》16章。
Let's turn now to Acts chapter 16.
30节31节。
Verses 30 and 31.
又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
And after he brought them out, he said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
They said, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.
那这个他们是指的那个保罗跟希拉，他们当时在腓立比的那个监狱里面。
This day is Paul and Silas, and they were imprisoned in Philippi at the time.
他们在那唱诗祷告赞美神的时候呢，那忽然地大震动。
And when they were singing and praising the Lord in the prison, there was a great earthquake.
所以那囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
And so that all the prisoners, their chains were loosened.
啊，禁主一看见一醒过来看见的时候，他就惊慌，以为这些囚犯都逃掉了。
And when the jailer came to see, he was afraid that all the prisoners had fled.
那保罗希拉就跟他们讲说，我们还在这里，我们没有跑掉。
And Paul and Silas said to him, "We're all still here. None of us have left."
所以那个禁主就问保罗跟希拉说，我们当怎样行才可以得救？
And so he asked them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
那保罗就回答他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
And Paul and Silas replied to him, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Let's now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在营下，都从海中经过。
For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea.
都在营里海里受洗归了摩西。
And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
我们先就暂时读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading for this moment.
请低头一下，有点简单祷告。
Let's bow our heads and we'll continue to have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
早晨，我们一同欢喜快乐来到你面前。
And this morning we joyously come before you again.
因为今天在这里有一班人，因着相信主耶稣基督。
Because here there is a group of people who are believing in the Lord Jesus.
并且他们愿意受浸归在你名下。
And moreover, they are willing to be baptized into your name.
当他们按着你话，按着你吩咐受浸归在你名下的时候，你亲自来带领他们走前面的道路。
And we pray that you will be faithful to your promise that if when they are baptized into your name, that you will continue to be with them.
也求主借早晨这样的受浸聚会，更多让我们看见，我们都在你面前蒙了同样恩典。
And then through this baptism meeting that we can see that we are together recipients of your grace.
我们都是属耶稣基督的人。
And we all belong to the Lord Jesus.
我们今天是走在一条又新又活的道路上。
We're walking today on a new and living way.
你是叫今天借着这个这样聚会，你会更多激励我们的心。
And that through this meeting that you would encourage our hearts.
那我们愿意一同走在你所喜悦的道路上，一同往前走。
That we would be willing to walk this path that you have set before us.
你带领今天整个聚会
，and may you lead all of today's meeting.
祝福你的儿女们
，watch over your children.
我们现在祷告都靠主耶稣基督名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们刚刚读到马可福音跟使徒行传那两处的圣经。
We just read the verses in Mark and Acts.
那也提到马可福音，那也提到说，信而受洗的必然得救。
It says in Mark that he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved.
那使徒行传那也告诉我们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家必然得救。
But in Acts it says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
两个地方都讲到得救。
Both places talk about salvation.
但是这两个得救呢，是有点不太一样。
But these two salvations seem to be a little bit different.
神借着以色列百姓从出埃及过红海这件事情，就要说明这两个得救一。
And so the Lord uses this leaving Egypt and passing through the Red Sea to talk about the salvation.
保罗在哥林多前书那也告诉我们说，以色列百姓他们的列祖们，他们是曾经在营下在海中经过。
Paul in Corinthians says that the forefathers of Israel went through the under the cloud and through the sea.
他们是在海中呢受浸归入摩西。
And when they passed through the sea, they were baptized into Moses.
摩西是预表主耶稣基督。
And Moses here represents the Lord Jesus.
所以神借旧约以色列百姓的历史来说明受洗，得救受洗这件事情。
So the Lord uses this Old Testament experience to talk about salvation and baptism.
从出埃及过红海这一幕非常清楚的图画里面，我们看见什么是当信主耶稣，你就必得救。
So this experience of leaving Egypt and passing through the Red Sea explains to us this experience of believing in the Lord Jesus and being saved. What does it mean to be saved and baptized and then be saved?
我们知道在出埃及记十二章，神在那里借着羔羊的血，把以色列百姓从埃及法老权势底下带领出来。
In Exodus 12, it talks about having the blood of the lamb on the and being saved out of Egypt.
神吩咐他们要宰一只羊羔。
The Lord commanded them that they should kill a lamb.
要把羊羔血要涂在他们所住的房屋的门框上和门楣上。
That they would take that blood and spread it on the doorpost and the top of the door.
当夜呢，灭命的使者要出来。
And that night the angel will come out.
所以当灭命的使者出来，在那要击杀埃及一切投生的人和牲畜。
And that angel will strike down the firstborn in the land of Egypt, all of both men and beasts.
所以当灭命的使者看见房屋上有血的，就是以色列百姓他们所住的房屋上面有血，他就越过去了。
And when they see the blood on the doorpost and on top of the doorframe, the Israel pass over them.
他们的生命就存留下来。
And their lives will be preserved.
他们就没有被击杀。
And they will not be slain.
而只有那些埃及家里一切投生的人，在那个晚上就完全被灭命的天使所击杀。
And only the firstborn of the Egyptians will be slain by the
Israel. 总跟以色列百姓那里就生命就被存留下来了。
So we see the lives of the Israelites were preserved.
他们没有被击杀。
They were not slain.
在这里就看见一个事实。
And so we see here a truth.
他们就成为一般得救的人。
They are a people that are saved.
所以刚刚提到使徒行传说，我当怎样行才能得救呢？
So in Acts when it says, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
还是当信主耶稣基督，你就必得救。
Believing in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
所以这个得救是指的我们不再死亡，乃是得到那永远的生命来说的。
And this salvation means that we will not no longer be in the kingdom of death, but have eternal life.
一方面，我们看见以色列百姓他们在房屋里面在那吃羔羊的肉。
So we see on one hand the Israelites in their homes were eating of the lamb.
羔羊的肉表明这是预表到主耶稣基督的生命。
And this the lamb.Here is talking about the life of the Lord Jesus.
所以他们在那边接受主耶稣基督成为他们的生命。
So they will take the Lord Jesus as their life.
不然从新约圣经里面一再让我们看见，信的人必有永生。
So in the New Testament, we see that those who believe have eternal life.
我想最熟悉我们一节经就是约翰福音三章十六节。
I think our most famous Bible verse is John, chapter 3, verse 16.
哎，说神爱世人，嗯，哎，神爱世人呢，是。甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切相信人不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以我们看见，当信主耶稣、相信主耶稣基督的时候，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So we see those who believe in the Lord Jesus will not perish but have eternal life.
所以那个头一个得救呢，是讲到我们不灭亡，反得永远的生命，反而得到。基督做我们生命。
So this first salvation means that we will not perish but have eternal life because of our Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第六章也告诉我们说，信的人有永生。
So in John, he tells us those who believe will have eternal life.
所以当信主耶稣，你和你家必然得救，这指着对着死亡来说了。
So this believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved, you and your household.
凡相信主耶稣基督的人，他们就不再灭亡。
Is speaking of no longer perishing, that you have eternal life.
他们就得到永远生命，他们得救了。
They have eternal life and they are saved.
一方面从以色列的历史里面看见，他们在那边吃羔羊的肉，他们得到生命了。
And so in Israel history, we see that they ate of the lamb and they have obtained that life.
而马可福音告诉我们说，信而受洗的必然得救。
But in Mark it says, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved.
那里讲到另外一个得救。
And that talks about a different salvation.
那个得救是指的以色列百姓过红海这件事来说的。
And that salvation is talking about the Israelites passing under the Red Sea.
所以我们看见他们不仅在那边吃羔羊肉，有了基督做生命，他们不仅在那边面面死者没有击杀他们，他们生命被存留下来。
So on one hand, they ate of the lamb and they have obtained that new life and the destroyer passed over them and they were not slain.
然后他们离开埃及以后，然后他们往迦南美地去的时候，
and when they left Egypt they were going to Canaan.
他们来到红海边，他们安营在那里。
And they came to the edge of the Red Sea and they stayed there.
就出埃及记14章来告诉我们说，埃及华人又打发他的军兵去追赶他们，要把他们抓回来。
So in Exodus 14, it tells us that Pharaoh sent his army to pursue them to bring Israel back into
captivity. 当百姓看见法老追兵来的时候，他们就惧怕。
So when the Israelites saw the Egyptians coming, they were afraid.
摩西神对摩西说，百姓不要惧怕，你们只要站住。
And so Moses said to them, "Don't be afraid, stand firm."
神在这里要为你们行大事。
And it says, "The Lord here will do a great work."
然后神就吩咐摩西说：“你要举手向海伸张，水就要分开。”
And the Lord told Moses, "Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it."
摩西就照着神的话，把杖向海伸张，水就分开。
And so Moses raised up his staff towards the sea, and the sea split.
以色列百姓就在海中走干地，走干地，他们就过去了。
And so Israelites walked across the sea on dry land.
当以色列下海中走干地的时候呢，后面的法老追兵也跟着下海去了。
And so after Israel passed through the Red Sea, the Egyptian army pursued them.
然后神就叫洪水复原，然后把那些埃及的军兵完全灭绝在海中。
And so the Lord caused the sea to close up on the Egyptian army and destroy the army.
百姓就很平安地渡过红海，然后上了岸。
And so the Israelites passed through the Red Sea peacefully.
这就是保罗在哥林多前书第十章所告诉我们，他们是从海中受洗。
And so this is what Moses is talking about in, or not Moses.
所以这个受洗
Paul is talking about,
经过红海以后，他们就又得救了。
In 1 Corinthians, so after they passed through the Red Sea, they were saved again.
这个得救是指着他们对，是指着对着世界来说的。
And so this salvation is towards the world.
因为若是他们没有经过红海，
if they did not pass through the Red Sea,
法老追兵肯会赶上他们，就把他们又抓回去的。
Pharaoh's army could have captured them and brought them back.
或是说把他们灭绝在那里的。
Or destroyed them there.
但是因为他们经过红海，
but because they passed through the Red Sea,
他们得救了。
They were saved.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
这是两方面的得救。
This is two aspects of salvation.
头一方面，让我们看见，只要相信主耶稣基督，我们就得救了。
On one hand, we see that as long as we believe in the Lord Jesus, we will
be saved. We
will obtain eternal life. We will no longer
die.
But why do they need to pass through the Red Sea? The destroyer did not slay them.
为什么他们还是经过红海呢?
Why do they still need to pass through the Red Sea? It lets us see that only after you pass through the Red Sea that you could be truly free of Pharaoh's reach and his power. That you will no longer be able to be captured by the king of this world. So today, we have we believe that the life of the Lord Jesus dwells within us and we are saved.
我们不再灭亡,
we're no longer in death, but we have eternal life. But if we do not pass through the Red Sea and we are not baptized, we have not separated ourselves from the rest of the world. We have not ended our relationship with the king of this world. We're still on this side of the Red Sea. We're still under the influence of Pharaoh. We're still influenced by him, and one day we may be captured by him again. So this is why today we have baptism, to testify to this truth. To show that we are already saved, we belong to the Lord Jesus. Through this act of baptism, in Romans chapter 6, we are together baptized into his death. We are testifying that we are dead, we are already buried. We are no longer part of this world. We have separated ourselves. We are baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We belong to the Lord. And there we have salvation. Because then the enemy can no longer capture us back. And can no longer slay us, causing our spiritual life to
quit
us. This is why after we have received salvation, we still need to be baptized. And here today, we have some people who are already saved, who already have the life of the Lord Jesus. But about this matter of baptism, they still have some concerns.
他们觉得说我已经信主了，受浸不受浸好像不是那么重要。
They may say, I already believe in the Lord. This matter of baptism is
not so necessary. 因为已经得救了。
They may say, you know, it might not be necessary because I already believe.
生命已经到里面了，永远不再灭亡了。
I already have the life of Christ in me.
但是若是我们没有宣告我们是与主同死同埋葬的一个人。
But if we don't testify that we are already baptized and buried with the Lord. We're not testifying that we belong to the Lord Jesus. Outwardly, many worldly things may continue to
influence.
We may be very easily captured again by the kingdom of the world. And we may even perish spiritually. And this is why baptism is so very important to someone who already believes in the
Lord.
And when we pass through the Red Sea and arrive on the opposite shore, after we pass through the baptism, it says that we are
resurrected.
And so Paul in Romans chapter 6 says that for we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
从水里上来，说明见证我们是一个复活的人。
When we are passed through the baptism, it testifies that we are a resurrected person.
圣如以色列百姓，当他们经过红海以后，从红海上来以后
，After the Israelites passed through the Red Sea,
他们成为一般复活的人。
They are now a resurrected.
所以他们在红海边，他们这边向耶和华唱歌赞美神。
So on the opposite shore, they celebrate it and praise the Lord.
因为只有复活，只有一个有复活生命的人，他才能向耶和华唱歌赞美他。
It's only someone who is resurrected can praise and worship the Lord.
那诗篇告诉我们说，在死地没有人向赞美。
And in Psalms it says,
死人不能向神赞美。
Dead people cannot praise the Lord.
只有复活的人，他们才能向神、向主赞美，发出赞美。
Only someone who is alive and resurrected can praise and worship the Lord.
我想这个就是受浸的一个意义。
And I think this is the truth of baptism.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们在说，我们相信主耶稣基督，我们就得救了。
Let me say again that when we believe that when you believe in the Lord, you are saved.
我们已经脱离死亡了。
We're already separated from death.
我们从死亡里面蒙到拯救。
We have been saved from death.
但是我们还需要经过红海。
But we still need to pass through the Red Sea.
我们要经过这个受浸。
And through baptism.
我们看见我们和世界完全是断绝的关系了。
To see that we have completely broken off our relationship with the world.
我们从世界里面已经得救了。
That we are saved from the world.
我们开始走一条又新又活的道路。
And we will walk a new and living way.
我就简单讲到这里。
And this is the conclusion of my simple sharing.
那底下后面六位弟兄姊妹他们要做见证一下。
Then we have our brothers and sisters who will be giving a testimony.Brother Liu will MC. Are you? Who's translating? Are you translating? Am I translating?
我们先来唱一首诗歌，然后就开始见证，好不好？
Let's first sing a hymn, and then we will.
187首。
Hymn 187. Do we have a pianist?
没有事情的187的起源点。
Hymn 187.
几个音我们就唱一遍就可以了吧？这第一节到
第二。Our brother to give an introduction, we'll sing the entire hymn.
Oh, yeah.
就请我们的六位要受浸的弟兄和姊妹他们上来做见证。我想一个一个的，谁先开始？
And now we have our six brothers and sisters to share their testimony.
后伯伯开始。
Dear Lord, 主耶稣谢谢你。
主耶稣谢谢你。
Dear Lord, I thank you.
你为我的罪被钉死在十字架上。
您为我的罪被钉死在十字架上。You die on the cross for my sin.
神用大能叫你第三天从死里复活。
神用大能叫你从死里复第三天从死里复活。God has raised you up from dead on the third day by His power.
从身体得着荣耀。
And you resurrected, you ascended, 并升天得着荣耀。You ascended high.Into the heavens in glory.
我相信你是基督。
我相信你是基督。I believe that you are the Christ.
神差遣你到世上来拯救我们罪人。
神差遣你到世上来拯救我们罪人。Whom God has sent to the world to save us sinners.
谢谢。你神，谢谢你拯救我。
谢谢你拯救我。Thank you for saving me.
将新生命赐给我。
将新生命赐给我。And give me this new life.
使我得永生。
使我得着永生。So that I can receive eternal life.
谢谢你等了我这么久。
谢谢你等了我这么久。Lord, I thank you for you have waited for me for so long.
你没有放弃我。
你没有放弃我。You didn't give me up.
却一直等着我。
却一直等待我。But you're waiting for me and kept waiting for me.
我要相信你。
我要相信你。I want to believe you.
我要回到父的家里。
我要回到父的家中。I want to come back to Father's house.
我求你帮助我，教导我。
我求你帮助我，教导我。
如
何 I ask you to help me and teach me.
我如何教导？我如何相信你？
如何？来信靠你。
来信靠你。
How to trust and wait upon you?
我将我以前面的道路交在你的手中。
我将我前面的道路交在你的手中。I want to commit my future path into your hands.
我不晓得明天是何。
我不晓得明天如何。 I don't know about tomorrow.
因为我晓得掌握你掌握我的明天。
但我晓得你掌握我的明天。 But I know, I truly know that you hold my tomorrow.
感谢主耶稣。
感谢我的救主。 Thank you. Thank you, Lord, my Savior.
阿门。
阿门。阿门。
好了。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我今天终于站到了你的面前。
Finally, today I stand before you.
这是一条非常漫长的路。
It's been a long journey.
我一直在你的殿堂前徘徊，犹豫不决。
I was hesitating, and I was just walking around before you.
我一直坚持我自己的固有的固执的想着，我要通过我自己的方式去了解你，来确定我是不是应该把我的一切交付给你。
So I've been stubborn try to use my own way, my own method to consider if I need to commit all myself to you.
生活是有起有伏，对我来说，过去的一段时间是非常的艰难。
My life in the past was very difficult.
我一直坚信，想凭我自己的能力，能够把我的生活带回正常的轨道上。
I firmly believe that by myself I could bring my life back.
我不想让你看见软弱的我，不想在我最软弱的时候跨入你的殿堂，寻求你的庇护。我一直认为这是不纯洁的，不是真心的。
So I don't want people see me as weak. And with the weakness to come before you to enter your house.
直到有一天，我突然醒悟，觉得，以我个人的能力，以我一个在你这个救世主面前，我是那么的无力，是那么的幼稚，我真正的意识到我应该放下我的固执，我的骄傲，来到你的面前。
So one day it just dawned on me that before you, the Savior, that I was so weak, I need to let go of myself.
非常感谢主，你能够一直看顾着我，无论在我最犹豫的时候，最最彷徨的时候，我知道主你一直在我的身边，引领着我。
Thank the Lord that you've been always there watching over me, even though I was wandering around and I was doubting, I was hesitating, that you've been there for me.
感谢主，今天我能够终于站在你的面前，全身心的信任你，依托你，感谢你给我新的生命。
So finally today I want to thank you because I can stand before you and I want to commit my life to you and thank you for giving me the new life.
感谢你给予我的一切。
Thank you for giving me everything.
我会以我最最坚强的心信赖你。
I want to use all my strength to love you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord. Wang Hui. Dear Bond Sister, peace.
感谢主，我今天能够这个美好的日子，我能够在这边。 可以接受受洗。
On this beautiful day, I want to thank the Lord because I'll be baptized.
这是个美妙的日子。
This is a wonderful day.
我坚信两点，一个第一点就是因信称义。
I firmly believe two points. One is the justification by faith.
第二点就是，其实主一直拣选了我，只是我不知道而已，而且他一直在带领着我。
The second point is that Lord has chosen me. That even though I didn't know, but He's always there guiding me.
我叫王辉，我们全家是2014年来到美国生活。
My name is Wang Hui, and I came to United States in 2014.
对，在这之前，我从来不知道，不知道主。
Before this, I never thought about Lord. Didn't know about Lord.
我一直生活在上海。
I have been living in Shanghai.
而且我们自己认为我们过得还可以。
And we thought that we live a life that is okay.
我们认为我们的生活应该就是这样，比较平顺的，能够一直这样。
We thought our life was smooth and peaceful, and would be continue like this.
直到今天，我也不知道我为什么要来美国。
Even today, I still don't realize why I have to come to America.
所以我认为可能就是神在引领着我。
That's why I think that it's because Lord has been leading me.
我们上飞机的时候，行李里面因为书太重了，我都好多书都没有带，但是我也不知道为什么我带了本圣经在里面。
When I'm board on the airplane coming to United States, I had so many books, so it was overweight, so that I left behind a lot of other books, but I don't know why I carried the one Bible with me.
对，然后我在飞机上翻了第一页，没到我就睡着了。
I turned the first page of the Bible when I was on the plane, but soon after I just fell asleep.
到美国的第二天，我们就去了一个教堂教会。
The second day when we arrived, we went to a chapel.
然后之后我们就搬到 Cranford 住。
And soon after, we moved to Cranford to live.
然后我们也有一直去找那个找教会。
So we've been looking for a church.
最后我找到了这边伊斯林教会。
And finally, I found a church here, Island Christian Assembly.
对，我也不知道为什么我要去找教会。
And I didn't know why I look for a church.
只是有一天晚上，就是我听到的，就是 Amazing Grace。
One night I heard the song Amazing Grace。
我非常受感动，我也不知道为什么，因为之前我从来没听到过这首歌。
I was so touched by this song. I didn't know why I was so touched because I never heard this song before.
包括今天唱这首歌的时候，我还是很受感动。
Even today when we sang this hymn, I was so touched as well.
然后我来到伊斯林教会之后，我记得应该是冬天的时候。
So I remember that first time I came to Island Christian Assembly, that I remember it was a winter.
我坐在里面听到的时候，我感觉很温暖，所以我又睡着了。
I felt very, very warm as I was sitting and listening to the messages, so I fell asleep again.
说实话，我真的听不懂他们在说什么。
To be honest, I didn't realize, I didn't understand what they are saying.
所以我中间有一段时间是，其实是我是放弃了，我也没有来教会。
So after that for a while, I didn't attend the church services.
然后后来，就是我有参加星期五的 Bible study. 圣经的学习。
And afterwards, I attended the Friday night Bible study.
我个人认为这个对我的认识主的是非常有用。
Personally, I felt that it was very helpful for me to know the Lord in this way.
刚开始的时候，我们有学启示录。
In the first, we studied the Revelation.
我认为，因为我之前没有看过其他的书，我就认为启示录是最好的书。
Since I never touched any other books in the Bible, I thought the Revelation was the most wonderful book in the whole book of Bible.
然后我们又查了马太福音。
And later we studied the Gospel of Matthew.
然后我认为马太福音是圣经中最好的书。
And I felt that the Matthew was one of most wonderful books in the Bible.
现在我们在查罗马书。
And now we're studying Book of Romans.
他们说罗马书是圣经中的明珠，我也这么认为。
I was told that Romans was the one of the famous book in the Bible. So I agreed.
所以说有人说，有人问，就是圣经中的哪一卷书是最好的
？So someone says the any book in the Bible is the best.
就是你正在读的这些书。
So what is the most the best book in the Bible is the one you're studying now.
所以我今天站在这里，我觉得应该是主在带领我。
So today I'm standing here, I really think that the Lord has been leading me.
在我的前半生，我根本就不认识主，但是其实主已经在那边等我。
Even though the first half of my life,I didn't know the Lord, but the Lord's been there always guiding me.
从14年来到美国之后，我觉得我认识主的道路在加快。
Since 2014, when I came to the United States, the pace of knowing the Lord become a lot quicker.
而且我相信他会继续带领我。
And I believe that he will continue to lead me, guide me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.So sister Larry? An Hui, okay. An Rui, An Rui.
大家早上好。
Good morning, in the morning. Good morning, Bang sister.
今天是一个非常重要非常特别的日子对我和我的全家来讲。刚才
To me and to my family, this is a very special day.
刚才我王弟兄他有讲了他的见证，他有提到一点说他不知道为什么会来教会，他也不知道为什么要看圣经，他不太了解。
Just before Father Wang, my husband, just shared that he didn't know that why he came to church, why he read the Bible, and because he didn't understand any of them.
那么我想解释一下这个。我同意他刚才的讲法，说主在我们的人生经历中一直在引领我们，等待我们。
So I agree with what he said that the Lord been always there leading us, guiding us.
我觉得我的个人的人生经历中，主他起了很大的作用，他参与了我人生的各个阶段，直到今天。
So in my own personal experience, that Lord been with me in all the major steps of way.
从我出生在中国非常偏僻的一个小的山村，在陕北的农村，在陕北的延安。
So I was born in a very poor village in China in the 陕北 place.
在那个文化大革命过去的那几年。可能已经文化大革命结束的几年，我出生之后的五个月，我母亲就癌症去世了。
So during the after cultural revolution, my mom got the cancer and passed away.
然后我们全家就回到了北京，因为我的父亲是从北京到陕北延安的知青，就像习主席一样。那么我们就回到了北京。
So my family, my father took whole family to back to Beijing.
我妈妈就在北京去世，我五个月大的时候。
So when I was a five month old, my mom passed away in Beijing.
在那个时候，我爸爸在我两岁的时候又再婚，还生了一个弟弟。
So when I was 2 years old, my father we married and we had a younger brother.
那在北京年幼的那些生活，没有母亲，我一直生活在奶奶家。大家知道，没有母亲的这种生活，同学之间、家庭这个亲戚之间，是生活了一个非常，反正比较艰苦、心酸的一个童年。
So because I don't have a mother, I stay with my grandma. And as you know that, as a child growing up, in those kind of environment without mother, that the life will be, life was tough and difficult.
然后我的生活几乎，后来我成长以后，我要很好的读书，非常辛苦的读书，努力的找工作，全部都是通过自己的努力。
So as I grew up, I studied very hard and found a good job, all based on my own effort.
当我看到身边有很多的不公平的时候，但我还是都靠自己的努力，因为没有办法。
So when I see the lot of other things around me that they are not fair, so I just use my own strength to try to overcome all these obstacles.
我和我的伯父住在一起，我奶奶伯父住在一起，因为我伯父没有结婚，他信主在1990年不到的时候。
So I stayed with my grandma, and my uncle actually lived with my grandma because he didn't marry at the time, and he believed in the Lord.
那个时候，我相信主进了我的家，他从那个时候拣选了我，他引领我，他希望我尽快跟从他。但我那个时候很小，我大概那个时候是初中还是高中阶段。那我每天呢，就是听我的伯父电台里放这个南方从广东那边的口音的播音员放的这种广播，我每天就听。
So that was during a 1990, and I was young. I was in a junior high, and my uncle always play the station in the radio. That's the Christian station, but it's heavy Southern accent.
我一直虽然我那个时候我很小，我不太懂，我觉得我也没有时间听那些故事，也没时间看 Bible, 因为读书很辛苦，高中的时候。
So I was actually I didn't have time to listen to the radio, because I was very busy in high school.
但是我认为这是一个好的事情，Jesus 是一个好的神，因为我的伯父给了我非常好的见证。
But I knew that it was a good thing to believe in the Lord because of my uncle gave up very good testimony before me.
我的 uncle 是文化大革命去山西上山下乡插队的，他也经历了非常的多的痛苦和不公平和一些 discrimination.
So during Cultural Revolution, and my uncle actually went to different places. And he experienced a lot of hardship and injustice.
他刚回北京的时候，从上山下乡回北京的时候是非常非常有一点神经错乱的一个人，因为他 suffer 了很多，然后他这个被子也不叠，家里弄得乱七八糟，读了一个大学半截就不读了。
So when he came back to Beijing after many hardships, his mental condition was not stable, and he didn't make a bed at all, and so he has this he was in such a condition.
实际上，他小学读书是非常好的，他是在北京四中读的，读到一半去上山下乡插队的。那他回来以后就人就变了。
So he used to be very good students, but he quit college education. He used to be very good student in during the high school years, but now when he came back from the hardships, his mental condition changed.
因为我和他住在一起，在我年幼的时候，我很多时候看到他都在寻找一些真理，寻找一些神，他也去看过佛，有观音，有十字架，各种各样，最终他是选择了 Jesus。
I know that because I live with my uncle that he been searching for truth. He also studied the Buddhism and the cross, and finally he chose the Lord Jesus.
他信主之后改变非常多，家里弄得非常清洁干净，身体很健康，读书也很好，对我经常辅导我的功课。
So after he believed in the Lord Jesus, his whole life changed. Now he's become very neat. He made up his bed, make a house so clean, and he also helped me on my study.
他还去扶老携幼，他以前的小学同学有生病，有去世的，他都会去帮助。
And also he was helping the young and old, and helping the neighborhood.
现在他已经70岁了，他是我们全家身体最好的一个。
Now he's 70 years old. He's the most healthy person in my family.
我家里他有四个兄弟，那另外三个都身体各种各样的不好，老年病，只有他身体最好，他还去帮助另外三个。
So he has three other siblings, and he was mostly helpful, healthy one, and he often helped the other brothers.
所以他这个良好的见证在我的心里埋下了种子。
So due to his good testimony that it sowed in my heart as a seed, good seed.
他也是一个知识分子，不是随便相信一个神，他也研究过非常多的书，看了非常多的研究材料，得出了最终的结论。
So he is also intellectual, so he didn't just believe anything. He studied and he did the research and finally believed in the Lord Jesus.
所以我来到美国以后，我现在想我为什么来美国，是一开始在中国我们很多人都各种问题想移民，对不对？你们来的比我们早。
As I wonder why we came to United States, we know that we had a lot of issues in China.
Now you came to America.
You came to America earlier than us, but we had issues in China.
所以我们尝试过加拿大，没有成功。
We tried to move to Canada, but it was not successful.
最后来到了美国。
Finally, we got to United States.
我觉得美国让我们更加最接近基督。
I think America is conducive for us to get closer to the Lord.
这是为什么基督让我们来了美国。
I think this is why Lord led us to America.
那就是为什么我一直带我的先生跟他讲有这样的东这样的种子在我们心里，我们要那个时候我们是讲我们要有时间要去看，但是我们好像一直没有时间。
So I had this good seed sown in my heart. So I often talk to my husband that we need to look for a church. And my husband, of course, we delayed that and we didn't take any action.
我们来到美国有很多的困难，但是所有的困难都化解了，无论是经济上的、人力上的、工作上的、孩子上的，全部都化解了。
So we had some problems with our life in America, but they are all resolved, whether economical or the children's, any other the issues.
我相信是主在这一切上安排我们，他在等我们，帮我们解决困难，直到我们跟随了他。
So I know that it's been from our Lord's help. He's been waiting for us, helping us resolve all these issues, and he waited us until we are ready.
所以我相信是主拣选了我们，让我们走上了这条路，了解了他。他也一直在等我们，所以非常感谢今天我能够站在这里和我的家庭一起共享这个非常非常非常宝贵的时刻。
So I believe that the Lord has been helping us and leading us, and so today we can stand here to believe in the Lord, so we like to share this experience with you.
奉主耶稣基督之名，感谢主。
In Jesus' name, I want to thank him.
Amen.
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 So we have a little brother, Sankar. It's the firstborn of brother Raj. Yeah, and the sister Prasanna.
Hello, my name is Uncle Tapala Pudi, and I am 14 years old.
诸位好，我名字叫 Sankar。我现在是14岁。
I've been thankful that I've been born into a Christian family.
我感谢神，因为我是在是出生在基督徒的家庭里。
And I've been attending church as a little baby.
我从我是婴孩的时候，我就一直在教会里面聚会。
I thank God for my parents and grandparents who've been teaching me the word of God from an early age.
我感谢主，因为我的祖父母还有我的父母亲，从小的时候就教导我们认识主的话。
Even though I've been hearing the word of God and memorizing verses, I did not receive Christ as my personal savior.
虽然我渴慕神，并且阅读并且记住记住神的话，但是呢，我自己呢。没有接受主耶稣做我的个人的救主。
However, the past year, God has touched my life in many ways.
但是去年开始呢，神呢在各个方面呢来感动我的心。
And has spoken to me and convicted me that I am a sinner.
他向我说话，然后告诉我我是在他面前是一个罪人。
I have accepted Christ as my personal savior and has believed that he has, washed me with his precious blood.
并且我接受了主耶稣做我的救主，并且相信耶稣的宝血洗净我一切的罪。
God spoke to me about baptism through my daily portion, Acts chapter 2 and chapter 8.
在我每日读经的时候呢，当我读到这个《使徒行传》第二章跟第八章的时候呢，主就告诉我，我要受浸。
And I am so thankful for the fellowship of the saints and for all their prayers and love.
我感谢主，为着这个圣徒之间的交通，还有很多弟兄姊妹的爱和关心。
Please continue to pray for me.
请你们继续为我祷告。
Thank you.
谢谢。Next person will be Olivia. She's the daughter of Sister Deng Yan, and father is Qiu Huiyue.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Olivia.
诸位早安，我的名字叫做 What is Chinese name?
邱月阳。
邱月阳。
I'm in ninth grade right now, and I have known the Lord from a very young age.
我现在是九年级。我呢很小的时候呢就认识主。
I had the privilege of being introduced into church life, since I was a baby.
我呢就是很蒙福，因为我还在很小的时候呢就被带到教会里。
But I should probably start out with the story that brought my family to God in the first place.
我现在想要说，神怎样就把我的家庭啊带到主面前。
When I was around 2 years old, I developed pneumonia in my lungs, and I had to stay at the hospital.
我两岁的时候呢，我得了肺炎，所以我必须要待在医院里。
I don't even remember what happened because I was still a baby, but my parents worried a lot about me.
我不晓得到底发生了什么，因为我太小，但是我的父母亲呢，非常的担心。
My mom especially told me about how troubled and helpless she felt when I was sick.
他告诉我，当我生病的时候，他心中多么担心、忧愁，多么的操劳。
Before I went into the hospital, my mother had been a non-believer.
我没有被送到医院以前呢，我的母亲还不是一个信徒。
But the Lord helped her become a Christian through my suffering.
但借助我所受的这个病痛病患呢，我妈妈就成了基督徒。
By God's grace, I had a successful surgery, and I survived to be here today to tell you about my journey with Him.
但感谢神的恩典呢，我那个手术呢就非常成功，所以我现在仍然活着站在你面前做见证。
My mother got baptized here after I came out of the hospital.
我妈妈呢就在这个聚会呢受了浸，所以当我从医院里平安的回家了以后呢，我妈妈就受了浸。
So she also brought me and my sister to church every week so that we would get to know the Lord.
从那以后呢，我妈妈就把我和我的妹妹呢每个主日就带到教会里面，使我们能够一同认识主。
I'm very thankful that we were able to grow up in a mostly Christian household with the Lord.
我很感谢，因为我的家庭大部分都信主。
Because he's provided a strong foundation for our growth in him.
如此呢，主呢，给我们一个非常坚固的这根基，使我们能够长大。
One of the best parts about being able to come to church is that you can fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
来到聚会，常来聚会，有个最大的这个好处就是你和其他弟兄姊妹有交通。
So fellowshipping has allowed me to come even closer to God, which I would not have been able to achieve on my own.
经过跟其他弟兄姊妹的交通呢，使我能够更主更亲近，因为。就光靠我自己呢，我没办法达到这个。
However, I was not always reliant upon God.
但是呢，我自己呢，不是常常依靠主。
When I was younger, I didn't understand that how that worked, so I usually did things my way.
因为我在小一点的时候呢，我不晓得这个信主到底怎么回事，所以我常常用我自己的方法来过生活。
I didn't tell him about my worries, and sometimes I just did what I wanted.
我没有告诉主我的担心，我的忧虑。我常常是按照自己的方法来过生活。
I think the most pivotal event that helped me rely more on God was something that happened last year.
真正改变我的是去年发生的一件事。
Last year, I applied for Union County VOTEC, which is a high school that you have to take a test to get into.
去年呢，我这个考了一个试。那这个试呢，就是你要去一个学校的话，你必须要考这个试。
And I really wanted to get in because it was a lot better than the high school in my town.
我很想进这个学校，因为这比我的这个住的地方的高中呢更好。
For a while before the test, I was constantly nervous because of how much I wanted to get in.
每次考试的时候呢，我就非常紧张，因为我实在是想要进这个学校。
But a week before the test day, I actually got the flu and had to stay home from school.
这个考试前的一个礼拜呢，我生了病，所以我必须要这个养病。
I was constantly dizzy, so I couldn't walk or concentrate on anything.
我常常觉得头昏，所以我没办法集中我的精神来做任何事。
I was really worried about the test because I also couldn't focus, especially on reading.
我就特别担心这个考试，因为我没有办法集中精神来预备考试。
I became frustrated and tried to find ways to get well faster on my own, which didn't work.
所以变成非常的突上，我想用自己的方法，各样方法想要这个克服这个难处。
And I remember asking the Lord why this had to happen before such an important day.
我记得我问过主，为什么在这么重要的日子以前呢，让这件事情发生在我身上？
A day before the test, I was still not fully better, so I prayed to God that He would provide me with the ability to overcome.
所以我在考试的前一天呢，我记得我祷告主说呢，求主帮助我能够克服这些困难。
During the test, even though I didn't feel my best, I was able to finish it.
在考试的时候，虽然我的健康情形还不是完全恢复， 但是 我能够把它整个打完。
I felt nervous before. I felt nervous the months before the results came back, but I knew that I put my worries in the Lord and that He would handle it.
虽然是放榜以前呢，我非常紧张，但是我也相信我已经这个祷告过，要主会这个帮助我。
So last April, I got a letter in the mail saying that I had been accepted, and I thanked the Lord.
所以那个过去的四月呢，我接到了一个信，就说我已经被接受了。
He had guided me when I was sick and unable to do anything on my own, and he helped me to achieve what I wanted.
所以当我生病的时候，我没办法做任何事，那他就神帮助我，所以我能够达到这个。
Throughout my journey with the Lord, He has never ceased to amaze me with what He can do.
所以当我认识他这个路上呢，主呢一直在那里显为稀奇。
I'm truly thankful that He sent Jesus down to save us from our sins.
我感谢主，他能来到地上，做我们的救主。
Even though I'm not perfect as a person and will continue to require God's guidance.
虽然我不完全，并且我一路上都需要主的帮助和引导。
I hope that today I can continue a journey closer to God, starting with being reborn through baptism.
我盼望着借着受浸这个重生呢，使我能够继续这个认识主的道路。
As it says in Acts 22:16.
在圣经里面第使徒行传二十二章啊，等一下啊，使徒行传二十二章的十六节啊，十六节。
Now why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on His name.
现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名，受浸，洗去你的罪。
Thank you.
好，谢谢。
好，我们接下来我们就请这六位的弟兄姊妹，你们去换洗衣服啊，在后面。这边是男的，是吧？这边是女的，是不是？哪边是男的，哪边？
对对，这边是弟兄，男的在这里哈。姊妹们 ，girls will be on the that side. Okay, you change your clothes. With the baptism robe will be there. Just